Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right. Hey, it's J. Stu once again coming to you from the mighty Sketchbook Comics. It's another Comic Book Store Adventure here with Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm kind of excited. I got to come in here on the day you're going through the previews magazine. And
yeah, I'm doing the order for January, which comes out in March.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's awesome hearing your
good
opinions.
Yeah, I was ranting about Marvel a bit. So.
Well, that's a good segue to the first story. It's been a few weeks since I've been in. What's your take on this whole Marvel Universe ending thing?
Well, honestly, I think it's garbage.
Yeah?
I don't think it's going there anywhere. I mean, they're trying to get the hype of the new 52 without actually doing anything. That's the impression I get. They talk about the universe ending, but they also talk about building on their history. Well, how do you build on the history if the universe ends?
Right.
If you start a brand new universe, you start a brand new universe. You can't have both. I think it's just a way to get Miles Morales over to the Marvel Universe, which they easily could have done with Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's other things from the Ultimate Universe they want to pull over, and they obviously want to bring in some stuff from other universes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's hype. I think Marvel is honestly more interested in seeing their name trend online than anything else.
Definitely trended that day, that's for sure.
I don't think it's going anywhere. For starters, they refuse to use the word reboot.
Right.
The only people that have used that word are news sites like Newsrama and Comic Book Realm. And the reality is Marvel hasn't used it and have made a point of saying that they won't use it. And for their editor-in-chief to say there's nothing wrong with our history or our continuity, you know, we're going to build on that. That, to me, says it's not a reboot. They're going to make some minor changes and do some sort of soft little change that we've seen 1,000 times from Marvel.
Yeah, a whole bunch of new number ones, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. For sure. The Avengers will get all relaunched. And, yeah. I mean, the Avengers are... people are talking about how books are ending, but there's only a handful of books that have been announced as ending, and it's all the Avengers books that lead directly into Secret Wars, so mm-hmm. It makes complete sense for those to end. Yeah, and they'll relaunch them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. But really, you're going to launch a S.H.I.E.L.D. book, and it's only going to run for 4 issues before your universe ends. This is the book that supports your TV show.
Yeah.
You know,
and the Ant-Man one, too, I guess.
Ant-Man, he's only going to get 4 or 5. And they talk about how they've known this was coming for years. So if that was the case, either S.H.I.E.L.D. and Ant-Man get held off until after Secret Wars, or they announce them as miniseries. So none of it adds up to a reboot in the slightest. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
But they trended, so they're happy.
Oh, you brought back some bad memories earlier today. Secret Wars 2 from the early 80s.
Yeah. Anybody wants that $500 slipcase of Secret Wars material, you let me know. Because I'm not ordering it otherwise.
Oh, boy. So we finally got a Supergirl for the TV series.
We do. I honestly can't remember what her name is for the life of me.
I'm going to hope I'm not going to butcher her name, but it's Melissa Benoist.
Sure. I've heard she was on Glee. It's cool. I honestly watched Glee for a while.
Yeah.
She clearly wasn't on the show when I was watching.
No, she was on... Kath watches it, and I watched it along with her, I'll admit. She was on last season, which was a terrible season. One of the few bright spots on last season.
I've heard good things about her, though, so I'm perfectly fine with who they've cast.
Yeah.
I am still not fine with them saying it's not going to tie into the Arrow and Flash universe. It seems short-sighted. It seems like a mentality for the network that played perfectly well 20 years ago. Not anymore. Not with Netflix and Amazon and everybody offering their own material. They are networks now. The big three networks are big only because that's what they've always been called.
Yeah, it's not like when we were kids, that's for sure.
No way.
Yeah, they're making a mistake, I think.
I think so. I think it's a big one. Hopefully, they'll rethink that and go a different route.
Yeah, that'd be nice, actually. It'd be like a really cool crossover.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and you mentioned Netflix. So the big news that I was really impressed with this week, David Tennant's going to be the Purple Man.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
Totally see that.
Yeah, I haven't even watched, is it Broadchurch's show?
Yeah.
I haven't even watched that, but I've heard amazing things about him. Yeah. He absolutely has the talent to do that. I'm hoping they kind of don't make him purple, but man, I love that casting.
Yeah, that's great.
I might actually be interested in that show now. I wasn't overly before.
Yeah, on the Jessica Jones show.
Also known as Jessica Jones, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
wasn't high on my priorities.
No, no.
Daredevil? Yeah, I'll watch Daredevil for sure. Iron Fist? Absolutely. Luke Cage? Probably. Jessica Jones? Eh. Defenders? Again, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super psyched for that one. The casting, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. That is fantastic. It's about time somebody recognized just how good he is and brought him in to do anything.
Yeah.
Anything comic book related. I wonder if maybe they were just intimidated by the whole he's Doctor Who thing.
Maybe.
People won't see past that. And it took Broadchurch to show them that that's not the case.
And the Purple Man is such an effed up character, too.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely is. I mean, they turned him more into a criminal mastermind in the Jessica Jones stuff. What was the book called? Alias?
Alias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They turned him into much more of an actual criminal mastermind as opposed to the purple guy who told you what to do and you automatically did it.
Yeah.
That he was in. I always remember Alpha Flight. I'm sure that's not where he originated. But
I know.
Might have been like a Spider-Man character at one point, too.
Could be. He was just in a creepy arc of Daredevil.
Yeah, maybe it was early Daredevil where he was created. Yeah, that could be right. Yeah. Yes, he was well done in Daredevil too.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good, I think.
Yeah, definitely, that's a great choice.
Now, something I'm actually on the fence about now, which surprises me because I thought it was a terrible idea until a couple days ago.
Is it James Franco?
No, it's not James Franco. This Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Didn't really get the sense of a Fantastic Four movie from the trailer.
No.
Or like a sci-fi movie?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I was reading the write-up when they released the trailer, and it talks that the director is doing a hard sci-fi, like in quotes, hard sci-fi Fantastic Four. If he's kind of doing something completely out there, I'm probably more interested in them than just trying to reboot the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
We've seen the Fantastic Four in movies a couple of times. It didn't do anything good.
No.
I mean, all it did was show us, you know, Chris Evans before he was Captain America. And he was the only good thing about those movies in my mind.
Definitely.
But, I kind of like the idea of a sci-fi version. My problem is that if it does well, Fox is going to try and tie it into other things. And that if you're doing a hard sci-fi look at Fantastic Four, then it can't fit in with, I don't know, X-Men is the other one that they have. So, you know, you can't have Professor X show up in it, you know?
No.
That doesn't make any sense. So as long as they recognize that it's supposed to be a standalone movie this way, and then, hey, it could be interesting. It could be cool. Does not feel like a Fantastic Four movie.
No, they barely show the powers in the trailer. And
yeah, just a little bit at the very end.
A tiny bit.
You see Thing, and he seems to be breaking out of a big, almost like a cocoon of rock.
Yeah.
And I think you kind of see Mr. Fantastic stretch at the very end, and you see the Human Torch light up. I don't remember seeing anything that kind of implied Invisible Woman. I could be wrong.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Okay.
But I'll be honest, the trailer was far more interesting. I say far more, but I had extraordinarily low hopes for it. So, the trailer's giving me a little bit of hope in the whole hard sci-fi. We'll see what that actually means to Hollywood. But
definitely. Definitely. Now, also announced this week, they're planning an X-Men TV series.
Yeah, for 16 or 17, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rumor I heard is X-Factor with Madrox.
Okay.
That, I would be very, very interested in seeing that. I think that could be really great. Some of the, you know, the B-level characters or C or D-level characters.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole idea that he's a detective, or at least starts off that way with the X-Factor agency. And, man, I think that could be... I think it would make a great show. I think it's a cool concept.
Yeah.
Peter David always, for the most part, kept it separate from the X-Men mess that exists. And all their crossovers and all that stuff. So I think that could be cool. If they just try and make it about the X-Men, I don't know that I'm into it the same way.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see any of the big guns show up on it.
Again, no. No. That's just it. It's like S.H.I.E.L.D. Don't tell us it's going to tie in when nobody's ever going to appear. That matters.
You're not going to see Wolverine or anything.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. I got to get your opinion on this that I read last night, because I know you're going to have an opinion.
Fair enough.
Chris Pratt is Indiana Jones.
Prior to Guardians, I absolutely despise Chris
Pratt. I know that.
I enjoy him in Guardians. There are still touches of him that make me want to punch him in the face. That being said, he did a much, much better job in that movie than I ever would have expected. I can 100% see where they're coming from when it comes to Indiana Jones and him. Mm-hmm. But I stand firmly by my belief that there is no way in hell they should be touching the Indiana Jones movie for a reboot.
Exactly.
No way, no how.
100% should agreed.
Not happen. Leave it alone. These are classic movies that stand the test of time because they're not trying to be present day. You know, these take place during the 20s and 30s or whatever it is. And they're fantastic because of it. Leave them alone. They don't need to be touched. It's like the other big announcement yesterday. It was a bad day in my mind for movie announcements yesterday with Chris Pratt as potentially being Indiana Jones. And it, again, it really has nothing to do with Pratt. Has everything to do with I don't want them touching.
Oh, I hear you there. I
at all.
Agree.
The other one
movie.
Is we're going to do an all-female cast of Ghostbusters in a reboot.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You know what? You want to do an all-female movie? That's fantastic. I have no issues with that. Ghostbusters is another one. Leave it alone. It doesn't need to be remade. Period. Doesn't need to be rebooted. You don't even need to build on it. Don't try and extend it. Let it go. It's a fantastic movie. Go back and watch it. Enjoy yourself. And stop trying to remake movies. Write something original. I don't even care what. Just anything. As long as it doesn't star Seth Rogen and James Franco, I am 100% fine with it.
Oh, you're just not a fan of theirs today. That's
not at all.
Oh, good times. Have you had time to read anything this week?
I finally read Ant-Man a couple of days ago. I finally got a hold of a copy that I could read, and I really enjoyed it. It surprised me. It's been out long enough. I'm not overly concerned about spoilers, but the book itself kind of gives you the impression, you know, he's starting a new life, going to be working for Stark, and then at the end it takes an interesting turn.
That was great.
Yeah, I thought it was a really cool turn, and I really dug it. You know, the purchase he makes at the end kills me.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, I really, really liked the way the book went. So I'm looking forward to reading more of it. There's no doubt about that. I did read the new Uncanny Avengers. It's okay.
Okay. Lineup, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one with the Vision, Scarlet Witch, Rogue, Quicksilver, Sabretooth.
Oh, not Wolverine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not Wolverine. Who else is in it? Oh, new Captain America and Brother Voodoo.
Okay.
And it's fine.
Interesting lineup, I guess.
I can't say I'm a fan of any of the characters, so it's probably not written for me. But it has quite good art. I can't think of the artist's name on it right now. But, it probably would have been... It'll probably be appreciated more in someone else's hands because of the characters involved.
Right.
I read part two of Masters of the Universe, The Eternity War. I love that book.
Okay.
So good. That just came out this week as well. What else did I read last night? I haven't had a chance to read Batman yet.
I was noticing the Blue Beetle Showcase trade you have up
there. Yeah, that almost came home with me.
I love that series stuff. When I was younger, man.
Before the Bwahaha days of Justice League International.
Yeah,
I don't remember what else I've read. Grayson, fantastic book came out last week. Justice League that came out last week with the new part of the Amazo virus. I love that story. Yeah. It's going really, really well. And with Batman getting infected, it's just...
Yeah.
And his powers are super cool. I love the ones that develop and their explanation for it. Oh, and I started looking at... I haven't read it all, because it's huge. The Multiversity Guidebook.
Okay.
Super interesting. And some of the worlds... Because they tell you most of the worlds.
Okay.
What's on them. And some of them are surprising. Some of them are Elseworlds that we've seen in the past. And they brought back. And some of them, I think, are... Again, I'm not going to ruin it. It's only been out for about 6 hours. So... but it's more than worth checking out. And it's more than just a guidebook, too. There's a full story in it as well.
Oh, cool.
So, but then on top of that, it shows you a good chunk of the 52 worlds and what's on them.
Oh, that's cool.
And now I know for sure the new 52 is Earth Zero. It's like, is this Earth Prime now?
Earth Prime.
They've had so many different names for things over the years. And the one thing I will say, And it's a tiny bit of a spoiler from the guidebook, not the actual story that I'm aware of, but just one of the entries in the guidebook is that Superboy Prime still existed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
His punching Earth walls.
His Earth is addressed in the book.
Okay.
So, yeah. The punching walls thing is addressed as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That, I believe, is in the actual story, but the Superboy Prime thing is... He's specifically mentioned in one of the entries.
Oh, okay.
So.
Interesting.
Strongly recommend checking out. Even if you just want to see a bunch of pictures of very, very alternate superheroes that you know and love. That stuff alone, for me, is super cool. This, yeah, has tons of that.
Cool. You still following the weeklies?
Not a ton. I tend to flip through them, but with the influx of customers that we've had lately, we were running out of a lot of them, so I lost track of some of them, just because I wasn't getting a chance to read them because other people were getting them. But I'm still debating. I may just go trades and read them all when they're all out in trade, but we'll see what happens. I do know that Future's End and World End cross over a bit.
Oh, cool.
At the very end of... World's End, I believe.
Oh, cool.
It crosses over with Future's End.
Did you get a chance to read Star Wars finally?
I haven't. I finally got a hold of a copy that I can.
Nice.
But I read the Ant-Man last night.
Okay.
Probably in the time frame that I should have been reading Star Wars.
But I'm going to use a phrase we were throwing around earlier. It was better than I expected.
That's what I keep hearing, is that it was is good. And I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. You know, hopefully Jason Aaron stays in the book. I mean, Cassidy clearly won't. I mean, that guy is way too slow. But... hopefully Aaron stays on the book and can produce. They've got some good teams on the books, so I hope they're good. I want them to be good, but I'm not a big Kieran Gillen fan, I believe it is, who's writing Darth Vader. Mark Waid I love, but I'm not a Princess Leia fan.
Right.
So I kind of wish he was doing the Vader book, especially after his run on Empire, that book of his, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That was effectively Darth Vader. So that would have been fantastic, but yeah, we'll see how. Okay. Hopefully it maintains and Aaron stays in the book and the good writers stay on the book and we get that for a while.
Definitely. All right, sir. Well, once again, thanks for your help this week. We appreciate it. Always awesome talking to you.
Anytime.
And I got to say, this store is also awesome, Sketchbook Comics. If you haven't come in yet, what's the matter with you? Come on.
I've been on this podcast enough times, you should have by now.
Yeah, definitely. Great selection, great people to talk to. And Jeff knows a lot, so come on in and say hi to him and buy some stuff.
It's best to avoid James Franco conversations, though.
Yes.
And
definitely.
Seth Rogen. Yeah.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot, man.
No problem.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.